Chapter 3. Lady Jane's antidote for boredom was not entertainment, but rather curiosity and imagination. Nathaniel Droll, Lady Jane Disappears. I woke to a room lit with sunshine, rising and pattering to the window bay past the now cold tub of water. I stood barefoot and looked over the lawn, through a tangle of purple flowers climbing trellises toward the jutting wings of the house, each flanked with a tower at the end. Which one was the South Tower? Today I would take over Lady Jane Disappears and create the next installment, for it would need to be posted immediately. That required opening a fresh notebook and filling its blank pages with words beautiful enough to carry Nathaniel Droll's name. But more than that, it meant unravelling what had happened here nearly 20 years ago, visually tracing the pattern of vines winding over the wallpaper. I pondered the direction of the plot. It was an ingenious novel, actually, one I'd enjoy working on. The prologue was the scene directly after Lady Jane had vanished from the mansion, when the entire house slipped into a panic at her sudden absence. And then the story jumped back in time and told everything leading up to it, all the way to her disappearance in the final scene. Readers were pulled through each issue, guessing who and what and how, as everything built up toward her mysterious disappearance. Lowering myself to the rug, I lay on my back, arms spread above my head, imagining the woman who'd captivated my father, the woman who'd given birth to me. Jane Wyndham, or simply Lady Jane, as the readers knew her, had come to visit a friend's country mansion. Lyndhurst specifically, but the book had not mentioned that detail. She often had vases of heather in her room and almost exclusively wore her favourite colour, purple. She'd spent a glorious summer playing about Bath and Bristol, and then disappeared, leaving all her belongings behind, including her beautiful amethyst ring and her child. That element made it even more confusing. It had seemed like he was telling the story of how they'd met, her appearing on the social scene as a lady of mystery and capturing his heart. But if the last time he saw her was the end of that summer, they'd have already been married with a baby.